streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call me
home. Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the hottest radio show worldwide. We got a great guest tonight. We're waiting on our guest to show up. So we'll come back in a few minutes. We're going to go to a song and a commercial, and then we'll be right back. Thank you.
Feel like a I'm a pimp, a JD. Rushing my shoulders, I'm trying to get drunk, drunk, fuck being sober. I'm like, keep pouring till my cup run is over. Make my bubbly cold, my Budweiser cold. I got plenty of droll that like green doja. Putting something on your mind like your girl supposed to. VIP status, Tim Goody, your soldier. I'm your favorite mic controller. Check 1, 2, 3, and 4. Now grab somebody and hit the floor with a club banger. I can make it change with a beat like this. You better move, move. Rock with a team with it. On a dance floor when I'm looking clean with it.
Hey, hey,
rock
hey.
With a team with it. Put the hands high, let it ride to the limit. Come on. I feel good and I'm at my best. Lay back with a pack, got a stack. Oh yes, I'm fresh. I'm fly indeed. I'm rage, I'm boss, I'm light MC. I might just be the next dynasty. A female rapper can't deny me. The T.I.B. queen of QC. At the top of my game where you find me. On live TV, on my CD. On my label, cold as I.C.E. Come ride with me, let your mind be free. Get down to the sounds of Slim to D. My 4-4 Magnum Symphony. That's so, so tapping when I squeeze. I'll flip the flip. Now, ladies, this. Why the fellas fight? Hold my delight. This is a love banger. I can make a swing with a beat like this. You better move, move.
Yeah, yeah.
Rock with a team with it. On a dance floor when I'm looking clean with it.
Hey, hey.
Rock with a team with it. Put the hands high. Let's ride to the limit. Come on.
Homies love it. Ladies love it. Fill your cup up. What you fuck with? With my crew, and yeah, we on a drunk shit. Homies love it, ladies love it. Fill your cup up, what you fuck with? Yeah, off in the club with my crew, and yeah, we on a drunk shit. Homies love it, ladies love it. Fill your cup up, what you fuck with? We off in the club with my crew, and yeah, we on a drunk shit. Homies love it, ladies love it. Fill your cup up, what you fuck
club
with?
Bang. Oh, hey, baby, look good.
It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
Yeah, the Renaissance. We on a mission, baby. Da Vinci.
And I'm thinking.
Y'all know.
And I'm visioning.
What up, Needles?
Look.
Remember Harlem went through the Renaissance? Well, body moves with the Renaissance. I'm the leader, so all my G's in the streets, flame squad. Look here, Blackie. This right here be a piece of my life. Everything that I write, if you a part of me, so please pardon me. I guess I'm feeling myself. Maybe this drink, maybe this weed is just making me think a little too much. Investments moving too slow, and the bills piling up got me crying some more. Got my back against the wall, but I've been here before. I treat this music like a block, work the rest for the pole. I gotta get it 24/7 and take it on tour. Okay, no looking back, aiming for the moon and what I'm looking at. Baby mama feeling lonely, trying to hold me back, but I keep the blinders on a one-way track. Let a thought touch the jewels and it's on to the next. Leave my hat where I roam, cause I'm B-more's best. I'm in the prime of my life, I never settle for less. I'm living,
yeah,
you know, I'm living.
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines.
Dear God, I come to you hungry, tired, and weak. I keep it all bottled aside, but I'm about to speak. I'm losing sleep, dwelling on the facts that young blacks get killed by police every day in these streets. It's like the whole planet's living in hell. We feed our kids with money made for drug sales. Every day on Nancy Grace, they show another missing kid's face. Humanity lacks compassion. Family ain't family no more. God, what happened? Why they tipped the nose off the sinks? I'm just asking.
These questions of a man, this wicked world got me losing my faith. The rich get richer while the poor get poorer. America's the new Sodom and Gomorrah. They poisoned our food supply. Man, I'm sick of the horror. You're the creator of all, but it's so hard to see tomorrow.
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines.
Brandon's gone, Devin's gone. Resting so I'm pacing. Grandad died an honorable mason. A deacon, he was quiet and patient. This feel like when I was listening to underground stations like NUR, JPC, on a JVC. With a cassette and a deck on pause, my life was put on pause. My lovers were on these songs. Mary Jane, for example. How can so much emotion be in just one sample? I'm bopping the beat and pampers. Pieces, scratchers, and food stampers. Happy with just some new pampers. I liked it better when the chronic was damper. I write like the 90s ethic, walk in the door. Exotic, hypnotic, optic. New heads in the place, be loving it. They want more. It's me they adore, like Prince and Falsetto. I was loving rap mixed with heavy metal. So now my foot's on a steady pedal.
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime. I put my life. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines.
Shh. 9/11. They think we don't know. Oklahoma City, Agenda 21.
They know some of them.
No, but they think most
y'all didn't know I was gonna come like this. Y'all ain't FEMA camps. The barbed wire pointed in. These are my current events. Infowars.com. Now hear this. Better listen to what they say. They ain't just talking this. There's a war out here. No one is safe from.
Doesn't matter how many rounds or how big your gun.
It comes down to one thing. Knowledge is power. Go read some articles. Just spend an hour contemplating Infowars. Or find them on YouTube. You'll be surprised how much it'll change your mood. Stock up your drop food. Verify your water.
Don't buy into mainstream media. Don't even bother.
Teach one. Go tell your father, your mother, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, and daughter. The temperature is rising. It'll only get hotter. I hear what they're saying. I won't be their cannon fodder. I will be their example. No, not me. Not my kids, my wife, my friends. No, none of my family. It's a war on information. And the planet's a prison. Inside of you, let's make a decision. I made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit. Goodbye, good riddance. It's a war on information. And the planet's a prison. Inside of you, let's make a decision. I made a decision. Let's get incision. Cut out the bullshit. Goodbye, good riddance. Feel you, Alex Jones.
But not like the TSA.
I'm listening to what you say. You got them on the run. They know we're marching their way. Armed with knowledge and history and maybe a few guns. They can't fool us. We're not the ones. They can lie to some, but not to all.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back to the hottest radio show worldwide. We got our man Rob J on the phone tonight, and we're going to click him in, and we're going to get this party started, you know? Hey, hey, Rod, you on the air, my man. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
What's going on, man? How you feel, bro?
Oh, man, we out here doing it major, man. You know, we're glad to have you on the show tonight. So I would like for you to go ahead and formally introduce yourself to the world.
Okay, my name is Rod J. I'm the CEO of Cream Cut Entertainment, man. I've been in this business since 1999, man. I pioneered that common hip-hop movement, man, a few years back, man, you know? That's what I do, man. I'm out here in the Central Valley in Fresno, California, man, finna do big things right here within my community.
That's what we like to hear, my brother. So let's take it all the way back, Rod. You know, can you tell the viewers how did you grow up and, you know, what got you into wanting to give back and help the community? But first, how did you grow up?
Okay, well, you know, I grew up in South Central L.A., man. I grew up in the 30s, man, you know. In 1977, man, you know, I joined a little gang, man, like I say, you know, the Harlem Crips, man. Not out of pure pressure, just out of, you know, something everybody in the neighborhood was doing it, man. And it's like, me personally, you know, when I was a kid, man, I never believed in, you know, killing no black man and stuff like that, man. And then the gang activity and the gang life, man, it led to, you know, me selling drugs and stuff. And, you know, that's how I got to the point where I am right now in my life, man, you know.
Dig that. So you decided to make that change. But let the people know how, in the beginning, how you got caught up, went to prison and things like that. You still hadn't learned the lesson just yet. But let them know about that part of the game, what led to the lesson being learned.
Oh, yes, the lesson was learned in 1987, man. That was the first time I went to prison in the state of Nevada. You know, I was caught, man. They kicked in one of my rock houses in 1987 in Reno, Nevada. And when I went to prison in Carson City, man, and I was able to, you know, look at these fences and say, you know, this is a place that I don't want to spend the rest of my life in a place like this right now, man, you know. But when I got out of prison, when I got out in, like, 1988, you know, and I got a job. That was the first time I ever worked in my life, man, but I wasn't through with the game, man. So, you know, in 1990, I moved to Omaha, Nebraska, man, and that's when I got a taste of, you know, making a lot of money and stuff like that, man, but I still had learned my lesson. But while in federal prison, man, I was able to educate myself about this entertainment business. You know, I was able to network with a lot of people, man. I don't know if he ever hit his tape, man, but a guy named John Patillo, man, he taught me the business. And another guy named Phil Robinson, man, you know, he used to work for Magic Johnson, you know, Shanice, Puffy Combs, and a few other people But me personally, like I say, man, when I was 16, that's when I got my first taste of the drug life. Man, I was still in high school. You know, I was making $200 a day. And, you know, that was a lot of money for a kid, man. And like I say, when I went to prison, I was like, man, this is not a life for me, man. I wasn't raised to be in no cage and stuff like that, man. So basically, you know, that's it right there, though, big homie, you know?
Dig that. So what I would like for you to tell the people now is what all the positive things that you are doing now to give back to the community. Let them know about some of that, Rod.
Okay, like, it all started, like, I really changed my life when I came home from federal prison. That was in 1996, man. In 1996, man, I had an organization called Brother to Brother, man. It was started in federal prison by me and a few other brothers. And, you know, the whole mission was to come back to our neighborhood and give back to the neighborhood that, you know, we destroyed with the crack cocaine and stuff like that. So, like I say, September 7, 1996 in Fresno, California, I did a little event. It was called Brother to Brother, man, Stop the Killing, Love Your Brother and Sister Day. I did that with a brother from Chicago by the name of Brian King. At the time, he had Kids in Crisis. Now he's the CEO of Fresno Street Saints out here in the Central Valley. And like I said, it was just, I wanted to make a change, man. Like I said, I was directed by a few brothers from the federal prison, man. You know, my mentor, Rick Ross, we was locked up in federal prison. We did a lot of talking, man, back in 1995. And another cat out of Chicago named Otto Jones in 1995, man, they just told me, you know, when I get out, you know, what I was going to do with my life, man. Was I going to continue to try to hustle, sell drugs, you know? If I ever got caught, man, it was talking like 600 months, man, you know? And I can't spend 40, 50 years in nobody penitentiary. So when I got back to my community, and like I said, it all started in 96 and then in 97. From 97 to 1999, 2000, I was doing block parties in L.A. on 99th Street. That's after I started my company, and I'm going to tell you how I started my company. You know, in 1998, Irvin Magic Johnson gave me $10,000, where I won $10,000 on his talk show, and that's how Clean Cut Entertainment was born. And through Clean Cut Entertainment, I was able to touch a lot of people in the entertainment industry.
Sounds like a winner, my friend. And what advice would you give these young brothers and sisters that's coming up, Rod, that's thinking that the street life is all glamorous? What advice do you give them?
The best advice I can give to these youngsters, man, is, you know, live for tomorrow. These kids today, man, they feel like they don't have nothing to live for. You know, the advice I give them out here in Fresno, man, is, you know, believe in yourself and somebody might just believe in you. You know, and you know, listen to your parents. Don't listen to the streets. You know, a lot of these kids out here in the Fresno Central Valley, they don't have no type of guidance, no type of direction, man. And you know, they look at me. I tell them, man, I was once like y'all, man, but I didn't have no big homie, you know, to tell me to do this. You know, if you is selling drugs or you is in a trap, man, you know, do something with your money. Get out the trap. You know, everybody told me they trapping. But what are you trapping for? Are you trapping to get out the ghetto? Or are you trapping to stay in the ghetto and continue to kill a neighborhood, man? You know, that's the best advice I give them right now today. And like I said, the advice I was giving them in 96 was, man, you know, put these guns down and, you know, love your brother and sister, man. You know, you might kill somebody because he wearing red or he wearing blue. You know, that man probably can save you, man, in a different situation. But now you done killed him, so, you know, he can't save you. So that's the best advice I can give to the kids.
My man, we appreciate that, man. And what events do you got coming up, Rod? Let the world know what events you got coming up.
Oh yeah, man. My first event for 2015, man, I got the Tower Theater in Fresno, California. It's a landmark theater, you know. I got it's Love, Comedy and Poetry, man. I got a few little heavyweights. I got Lil G. He was fresh off tour with Mike Epps and Cat Williams, man. I got my boy Boo Capone, Bugatti. You know, he was the original member of the West Side Connection, Who Banging Records. Now he's telling jokes, and then I got the hottest people out here in Fresno, Weezy the P, Ricky Martinez, and I got the fine Puerto Rican princess, Kareem. She going to host, man. And I got a kid coming from New York, man. It's going to be a really hot show. And then, you know, I've been in negotiation with Freeway Rick's folks, man. I'm trying to get him out here, man, you know, for his first annual, the first annual book signing and hip-hop comedy jam, man. You know, when I do events, bro, I try to, you know, separate myself from everybody else, man, and try to make history with everything I do, you know?
My man, that sounds definitely like one of my brother, you know. So if anybody needed to get in contact with you, Rod, give them your website or your email, anything, and if they're trying to get in contact with your network.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm gonna tell you something, OG. You know, I'm really like old school, man. You know, call my cell phone, man. I'm gonna call you back, man. Basically, you can get in contact with me on Facebook, man. I'm right there on Facebook, man. I got the website being booked. Hit me on Instagram. I'm Hot Rod CEO, man. And the email is hotrodceo@gmail.com, man. And the phone number is 559-558-2619. Like I say, I'm old school, man. Call me. You know, you don't even got to email me, man. Write me a letter, man. I'm going to write you a letter back, man.
My man, that's what I like to hear, brother. You know, if they trying to reach out, you reach right back, you know. Mm-hmm. And do you still got your the young man that you wanted me to give a few words to, Rod? You got him with you?
Oh, no, man. You know, he had to make a run, man. And, you know, I'm just sitting here, man, with one of my assistants, man, you know, trying to just spread the word of peace and the word of love, man. And then, you know, people just need to put God first, man. You know, let God lead your life and stuff like that, man, and all your dreams will come true, brother.
And that's real talk. You couldn't have said it no better way, my brother, you know. Any shout-outs you'd like to give anybody, Rod J?
Oh, yeah, man. First and foremost, man, I'd like to give a shout-out to God, man. Like I say, man, everybody say God is good, man. I say my God is great. My God is great, man. Because ever since I've been home from prison, God has been really blessing me, man. And, like I say, man, I want to give a shout-out to you, big homie, man, for allowing me, you know, to come on your show. This is my first interview of 2015, man. And I want to give a shout-out, man, to everybody in this Fresno hip-hop community, man. Big shout-out, man, Freeway Ricky Ross, man. He probably not listening to this because he in New York, man. That's one of my mentors. Brian King right here in Fresno, California, man, and Real Bill Entertainment, man, Mo Money, man, and just all my family, man, who believe in me. You know, like I say, a lot of people, you know, they probably not, they going to hear it, man. I got a big shout-out, man, to my folks on Facebook, man, this lady in Australia named Tina. Big shout-out to my sister Phyllis Bell in Detroit, man, for hooking this thing up. Just much love to everybody, man. I got too many friends, man. When they hear it, they're going to be calling in, man. You didn't save me, and whoop-de-whoop that, man. But, you know, they know I love them all, man. And a big shout-out to my little cousin Brick out here, man. You know, Brick the Strategist, man. One of the hottest kids in Fresno hip-hop community, man.
That sounds like a winner, man. And I want to let you know, too, Rod J, you know, we dropping the Streets Don't Love You Back Volume 2 mixtape, man. And, you know, I got 4 slots open, and we got a contest going now until February the 1st. The hottest R&B and the hottest hip-hop acts, man, get a chance to win a track on this mixtape we dropping on February the 14th. So I want to shout that out there to you as well, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I've been telling my folks, man, about, you know, what you got going on, big homie. Like, I just was in the studio with Get Rich, and I was telling him, man, you know, it's a lot of things that we're going to do, man. I'm going to spread the word, you know, you tag it to me on Facebook, and I let all the artists out of here, you know, for the R&B and hip-hop artists know, man. And like I say, man, I want to be a part of that, man. Maybe, you know, I can come aboard, you know. Clean Cut is a management company, man. Maybe we give a management deal, you know, all with that package, man. But they got to be seasoned. They got to be ready to go.
At all times. And you couldn't have said it a better way. You know what I'm saying? If you're serious about your music or if you're serious about anything for us in life, period, you know, you always got somebody that's, like you said, willing to believe in you if they see you believing in yourself and serious about yourself. So you heard that from my man Rod J up out of Cali, you know what I mean? So you never know who's listening. You never know who's watching you to get better and do better, you know? So, hey, I just want to say, man, it's been a true pleasure with having you come through. You know, I know you'd be real busy, but, you know, any else things you like to say, Rod, to the people before we let you go?
Like I say, bro, and I really appreciate you, man. You know, this is totally a blessing, man. You know, like I say, it's my first interview, you know, in 2015, man. And I just want people that's to believe in this movement, man. And, you know, to all the people and friends, you know, who going to, you know, listen to this, you know, on the replay or whatever, man. Just, you know, we need to get together, man, as a whole black nation, as a whole black hip-hop community, man, and come together, man, and, you know, live. Let's live again, man. Like me and Rick was talking the other day, man, you know, it's time for us to live together, man. But we got to believe in ourselves, man, because ain't nobody going to believe in us. Once black folks start believing in ourselves, man, you know, we can do powerful things here in America, man, you know?
Sounds like a winner, my brother, you know. And before we let you get off tonight, Rod J, we're going to, you know, salute you with this track, man, called Make It Count, you know, by one of my homeboys out here in Arizona. So we're going to dedicate that to you and your team. Make it count. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with our main man tonight, Rod J, after this track. Yo, put on the beat.
Around, she spit treasure, that's she right. Got flow, but she promised death into a teaspoon. Couldn't hope to measure to a goddess of gods. I am surely the bomb or the makers. You fake us, me females, the dom. Switch up the season, I'm gone. Rip off the Richter, I killed off the killers. I'm viciously bent up to niggas that act like they bitches like Rissa. Shame on the nigga that never learned get from their sister. You bitches to fix up all your faces, all this bread. Think I'm faking. Strawberry shortcake was a shortcake, but it's funny how city be bringing the bacon. You faking. Look, I make millions on millions. The realest, just me and my clan. We be making it count with some bitumen. Franklin's a part of the plan. You be saying my name, city life is so lame, bitch. Well, are you a fan?
Are you?
Because I ain't no goofy. I'll make this a movie like Jocelyn's go blam. Queen C, you better lay down. I'm finna take off like space bound. You taking off like Greyhound. Some gun sounds and I can face out. So instead of the violence, let's just be silent. And two haters is mugging me out. If you gon' hit me, you best make it count. Don't fuck around.
Trying to get the most, I want the house, cars, and the boat. I done been had women, shit jump, baby. Been to go get on a $1 million mission. Raised in the kitchen, started doing dishes. Then I started cooking up dope for these niggas. Got the streets on lock. Heat city blocks on the pay, made boss with the 45 cock. Third eye watch, everything on the spot. I done been at the bottom, feeling like I'm on top. I had to cut clowns off, let rounds off. Get them pounds off so I know about loss. I know a few things, and I learn new things. I'ma make it count. now, cause I gotta pay the cost like to live the boss life. Step out looking fresh, dressed all white. No stress, everything gonna be alright. On the hustle all day, party all night. No time to sit and play, I gotta get more. Take a chance for the dice, what it didn't go. Got a couple bad bitches and they getting dope. While I'm standing low, blowing loud, getting high with the switch roll. Hit the liquor store, grab a couple bottles, we gonna get it cracking. Up until tomorrow, take a pride now. For now, yeah, then I'm back in the streets and I'm fully active. Like a fully off, and it's automatic. Making something out of none of this black magic. I've been in and out of traffic all day, get it, cause I gotta have it. I got bad habits.
I'ma make it count.
Me daily, four corners across the board, swiping you off, clearing you out. Checkmate, baby. It's chest down, check is that I'm playing. Cashing in checks while you playing. Check me in the club, turned up, catching Z's on a plane. Catch Z in South Beach, and I mean two piece, I'm bathing. Lady of the house, what my name mean? These writers have no home training. Take notes to pay close attention. You gon' learn today, heart full of hatred. Fuck with Jamaicans, jerk you up with no hesitation. Run up in your crib, said you on vacation. Automatic ramp, clap, stand in ovation. I ain't not a thug, I am just an Albanian. Scrape the bread, I burn off. These birds are scraping my crumbs up. These snakes are biting. No being numb. They tried her, but she is not the one. D remain being the one. Coming so hard like a tidal wave, taking you under. Oh, how I wonder if you ever find another quite like me, I'll probably fuck her. Let's be honest, I walk up flawless. I know you see it, I see you watching. I hear you talking, sounds like you're blind. If it ain't about money, baby, keep on walking. I'll pull your card, read your fortune. No chance of life, I call that abortion. Miss Sonya, sue you, I'm taking over. Get over it, embrace the moment, make it count.
I'ma make it count.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. We're kicking in with the one and only California finest out there in Fresno, and we're kicking in with my man Rod J tonight. You know, we had to shoot that track at him, make it count, because that's what it's about out here. When you're out here making a difference, putting in that good work, you got to make it count. So we're going to go right back to my man Rod J. Right back at you, Rod J. You back on air, my friend.
What's going on, baby? Yeah, I really digging that track, man. You know, that's what I try to do out here in Fresno, California, man. I try to make it count every day when I wake up. I'm trying to make it count, baby, you know?
And that's real, man. So, you know, we definitely had to shoot that at you, man, because I felt that track right there was qualified for you tonight and qualified for a lot of other people that's really out here making it count, you feel me? And I just want to take a few minutes to acknowledge some things. I want to say we give a big shout-out to all our members behind the prison walls. We in 150 prisons across the country, men and women, fed and state. I want to give my two brothers, Robbie and Marvell, they doing life in prison. And, you know, they are holding it down. They educate now, you know, against gangs, drugs, and violence. They work with the Streets and Love You Back movement, me and my wife's organization. I also want to give a shout-out to my man, BG. You dig what I'm saying? Everybody know B-Jizzle. Used to be the Cash Money Boys back in the day. He's also a member of our organization. We just received a letter from him yesterday. He's in good spirits. He's still fighting that case, the 14 years that they gave him. So he's fighting that case. And he just wanted to say he sent his love out to all his fans out there and hang in there, you know. Also, if you have not got that book by The Real Freeway, Ricky Ross, his autobiography, you can grab that. You can Google that. You can get that book. You can also get that book, Heavy, by my homeboy George Jung. And y'all all know George Jung from the movie Blow back in 2000 when Johnny Depp played him. That's our homeboy. He's also a member of the Streets and Love You Back movement. He came home June fourth last year after a 20-year bid. So much love, Mr. George. Also, don't forget to get Big Snoop Dogg Mom's book, Real Love 2. My wife edited Mom's book. We've been rolling with Mom's a couple of years now. Big shout-out to you, Big Snoop, being a grandpa. You know what I mean? Big shout-out to your sons and everybody. Also, get Mom's book, Real Love 2. You can go to our website, streetsonofyourback.com. Also, get both of my books, Streets on of Your Back and Never Hit a Woman. And also, get Donna Buchanan's book, streetsonofyourback.com. You can get it right there, Second Chance Runaway. My wife also edited her book. Donna Buchanan did 13 years in prison. She came home in 2013. And she's also a member. She became a member while she was still in prison. Now she's out here editing. So if you ain't joined our movement, get involved. You know what I mean? streetsonofyourback.com. It's a lot going on. You know, and we send love to the Cobra Magazine. We send love to everybody who's down with us and who's been supporting us. And like you said, Rod, there's a whole lot of people, so you can't say everybody's name. So I just say everybody, and that covers the whole situation. You feel what I'm saying? So
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Any other words you'd like to say?
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to you know, I got a few loved ones that's locked down in the penitentiary out here, man. I just got a phone call my big homie Kenny Blue, man. You know they locked down, man. They on lockdown. They had a little situation the other day, man. You know it's sad. You know that you know all our brothers inside that penitentiary, man. You know that's why I started college, man. You know my major is drug and alcohol counseling, man. So when the brothers come home from prison, they can come to my houses, man. That I'm gonna set up out here in Central Valley. Man, so we can stop that, you know, get out with the $200 gate money and go back. No, that's why, you know, what you're doing out there, man, what we're doing together, me, you, Rick, and a lot of people, a lot of non-profit organizations, man, you know, we gonna save them brothers coming home, man. And I want to say I got a book coming out, man, called Cartel Money in the Hood, man. Yeah, it's going to be coming out. And I also got a movie coming out, a documentary called From the Hood to Hollywood. It's about my life, man, growing up in Fresno in L.A., California, man, messing around with the entertainment business, man. It's coming out this year, man. So y'all stay tuned.
You heard that from Rod J. You know it's going down, you know. And like he just said, you know, it's a lot of people that's in prison that's coming home that don't have life sentence, you know. And when you're on your way back home, you have to have that reentry, and you have to have things that can get you ready, get you educated to come back out here into the free world. And I just want to say I thank all our members behind the walls, because me and my wife, we send educational brochures and educational material inside the walls every month. And our members distributed the information to other inmates in there, you know. So it's critical that happened, because if you don't do that, then you come back out thinking it's about the same thing, and you might have been gone 10 or 15 years. The game done changed a million times over since then, you know. So we have to keep them educated. Yeah.
Yeah. The game. No. Let me just interject real quick. Because the game can change in 6 months, man. You be gone 6 months, 13 months. The game will change every day with the technology. You know. That's why we gotta lace our brothers in there, man. I got a lot of brothers still in federal prison, but you know they got the email in federal prison now, man. So you know I'm able to reach them, man. You know.
Yeah, without a doubt, and that's how we do with federal members on our members list. We email them, you know, but in the state joint, they can't email, so we have to just physically send that letter in there, you know what I mean? Either way it go, we got to constantly keep them educated and keep them knowing that, hey, it's somebody that's willing to help you as long as you're willing to help yourself to a better life as well. So that goes hand in hand, you know, because you can't help someone that don't want to be helped, you know? And that's real life, and that's real talk, you know. So, Rod, I want you to ride with me, man. You feel me? I'm going to go to a commercial. We're going to go to another track, and I'm going to come back on my man, Rod J, you know, because he making it happen tonight. He's sending that great message out there, and we're going to just keep riding with him. So we'll be right back with our homeboy, Rod J. Stay tuned.
Hey, are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies, and scullies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel, a better way for a new look and be fresh.
What's up, what's up? This RB checking in with the Streets Don't Love You Back. The movement is on, baby. Letting you know, me and LD talking about that thug / drug life. Let me tell you a little lesson, players. In these streets, baby, they'll never love you back. Trust that.
No, these streets, they don't love you, they don't love you.
Everybody's around here talking about all that thug life, player. Talking about that drug dealing thing. Tell you, baby, it's about getting your life together, getting your head on tight, doing something with your life and stop destroying your community and stop destroying yourself, baby. So when the people come at you, they come for real, player. Homeboys on my team done got 400 million before, baby. 100 million, baby. Now they sitting on death row, baby. That's where you want to be, player? Because the drug game is washed up. The thug game is washed up, baby. They put it in our communities, baby, and they tell us off the top, yeah, you can make this, you can make that, but once they come for you, game over, lights out. Do what you feel, do what you want to do, baby, but join the movement. It's the streets, baby, they don't love you back. It's the streets, baby, they don't love you back. Come on, come on.
In the street, no one's above you. In the street, no one can touch you.
Yeah, this track here is a track of knowledge, you feel me? Want all young brothers and sisters across America to understand that the drug game, the thug life, that's all washed up right now. Take heed, learn from players that done live that life, you feel me? Much love to my man, the real Freeway Ricky Ross. Jeff stepped down May 4th, we sending you much love out there to Cali, you feel me? Much love to everybody across the state to state who roll with the movement. It's time to open your eyes up, people. It's time to rise up above all this street thing. You feel me? It's a better way. Let's do this.
It's moments like this when my back's against the fence that I say, fuck the fence. Life is just, I gotta go and get a bit. Got get caught up in moves. Shit, I'm strong. It started from my home, so I'm at home with pressures. Are we all alone? When we born, we all alone. When we die, we need to get our shit together. We can make it if we try. Can probably make it if you cry. But I hate it when you whine. And if all this truth is up, then you can take it when you die. I'm on my grind, cause all I got is time. But maybe it's enough. But if it's not, then let me know. Cause I feel like I'm on bus. I'm overstuffed with propaganda. This is slander and lies. Try to slick the public and then wonder why there's crimes and murders on the rise. Cause we ain't got a dime. Shit, I'ma hurt some fucking body. You can see it in my eyes. I lie awake sometimes at night and ponder how to get ahead. Jump out of bed, paranoid. I'm going backwards instead. Feel like my feet is full of lead. Cause I just can't move. Freestyle life off the head. Cause I don't know what to do. I need to make a couple moves. Ooh, I need to make a couple moves. I need to make a couple moves, but I gotta stay free, cause each and everything I do and say affects my seed. Decide what's the truth, separated from fallacy. Separate what I want from the things that I need, and try to make a way for everything to be okay. Stay focused on my goals, so you never stray away. Let the past be the past, and your future's okay. Pay attention to the present, living in it every day. Come
now
on.
Now this all be checking back in with you, like I said, it's that traffic knowledge. Let you young brothers and sisters understand that, hey, the street life, that's a dead issue, that's a dead game, that's all washed up. Let's get our life together. Let's do what we need to do. Let's love more, hate none. RB, love, one. Much love to Lucinda, my manager, and my man LD. Let's do it. 100. Out.
Hey, 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 welcome back to the Hottest Radio Show Worldwide. The streets definitely don't love you back. And once again, we're kicking in with California Finest, my man Rod J. We're going to go back to him. What's good with you, Rod J? We're kicking it live with you tonight, man. And we're vibing with some great tracks tonight. What's good with you?
What's good, big homie, man? I can't wait to Super Bowl, man. You told me I can come down there and that Arizona and hang out with you, man. I'm going to come down there Super Bowl weekend, man. And just, you know, chop it up with you, man. Sit down with your beautiful wife, man, because I might want y'all to do a little editing for my little books and stuff like that, man, and put me on y'all wings, man, and become one of my mentors, you and your wife, man, and direct me in that right direction, man. You know, that's what I need, you know?
Hey, we appreciate that, man. You know, we are always, you know, willing to be of help to anybody that's definitely trying to make things happen, because that's what it's about. You know, you spend your time on people that's ready, you know, and the ones that's not ready, you just keep them in prayer until they get ready, you know, and that's what I'm about. I focus on the ones that's ready now to make moves. So we want to just say, man, it's been an honor and a pleasure having you on the show tonight, and I'll let my wife know that you send your love out. And it's all love on this side, man, you know. And once again, we appreciate you coming on the show. And any last more words for you for tonight?
Man, like I say, big homie, man, once again, man, I just give all the praise to my God, man. And like I say, man, a big shout-out, man, to Fitted Bell, man. She connected these dots, man. Like I say, you my big homie, you my mentor, man. And just, you know, put me under your tutelage and let's make it happen for 2/15, man. You know, it's our year, man. You know, at least that was my guy told me I was sitting in penitentiary, man. He said, you know, Rod J, Mr. Hot Rod, man, just stay focused, man, on your prize, man. And God going to send you angels, man. And he's definitely sending one of them, y'all, with you and your wife, man. Y'all one of my angels, man. And I appreciate you, brother, from the bottom of my heart, man.
Amen. Hey, we appreciate you too, Rod J. And, this track right here, I'm going to dedicate to you before we get off the phone with you, man. This is a track that I know you really going to feel. Me and one of my artists recorded this track back in the day, man. We recorded this song in 1998, you dig? And it's entitled You Played Yourself. Because at that time in my career, there was a lot of homeboys playing themselves. You feel me? That didn't even understand they was cutting their own throat. And once you blow up a bridge, you can't never go back across it. So I wrote this song, man, and recorded this song with my little homeboy, Struggle. You dig? Out of Detroit.
Okay.
Out of my so we're going to dedicate this to you, man.
Okay. Before I just, you know, like I say, 1998, man, that's strange you say that, because that was my year. Like I say, that's the year, you know, Magic Johnson changed my life, man, in 1998, man. So I know I'm going to love this track, man, if you made it in 1998. Because that was a beautiful year, man, in Rod J life right there, man, you know?
My man. And I know a lot of people played they self with you, too. So this track hit everybody across the country that if somebody done tried to play them, and in the end they played they self. So we're going to dedicate this to all the real troopers out there, man. And we're going to dedicate this to all you people who played yourself in the game, too. So you all know who you are. So we're going to hit that track up right now. Be right back with my man Rod J, the one and only.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is BOYD and Struggle coming straight at you, baby. Much love to my homeboys up in Detroit off Van Dyke and Harbor. Much love goes out to my homeboys in Cincy that's always kept it real. And to you clear haters, this goes out to you.
No need to look any further. Look like brother, what you thought? Boy, record knocking you out like Grover Tussin does it go. Made you pull up with this northern exposure. Smoking Doja, and I'm coming on the real. Yes, the real, I thought I told you. And I'm keeping it to your bloodstream just like HIV. Stand away from all them player-hating people with degrees. It's time to come up. Why do you bet not brother? Because you put your faith and your plans into another man's head. That move is bogus. Struggle's here to let you know this. That you never ever be a part of the dopest. Who put your faith in the spot? Who cooled it off when it was hot? Who made it live when it was weak? Now you can't even speak. It's time to nut check.
wasn't meant, fool. In other words, you played yourself. Now who's cool? Hey, yo, you played yourself. No, you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. You played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. Wait a minute, you played yourself because you didn't play the card that was dealt. Partner, you played yourself. You tried to engage yourself with some people who didn't have no freaking wealth. So watch your health. Ain't nothing good gonna come out your freaking game, because everything you do bad gonna come back twice the pain. Who's to blame? Listen to the black rain. About to shake the ground for all you backstabbing people in this town. I'm known to bring the anger, make you hiss like a snake. Here's a hint from my partner.
Take it down in your face.
Hey, yo, I'm biggity back up in you do dissect you like a chemist. You played yourself, and I was a witness. Your career's finished. Don't be misled by the words that I speak. I keep it real. You had a taste of both sides. Not how it feels.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, you played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
You played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute. You played yourself, because you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them, and bad as the worst of them, but don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
You be like that Benedict on a backstabbing brother behind my back, but in my face you be like struggle, yo, where the party at? I be like push on, get on, get out my face, partner, cause ain't no love lost, it ain't no love here neither. I can't believe that you betrayed me, took food from my vein, but you have been acting kinda shady lately, so I got to push you to the curb, fly away like a bird, partner, you need to stop smoking all that herb. If you would've came to me, Imano, Imano, we would've squashed it at the gate, but you chose to segregate, play a hate, get it straight, partner, you played yourself.
No, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
You played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself, cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
Brother, relax your mind and let your conscience be free. Get down to the sounds of struggling I'll be. Your negativity be scratching against my surface, cause the things that I did for you, your ass didn't deserve it. Now I'm on some payback for the things you did like way back. Asking all your questions like my name was Bat Sage. Jesus had 12 disciples and one wasn't true. And he knew, like I knew, I never ever should to mess with you, so I'm gonna do what I gotta do and then some. If a brother try to flex, I take his life for ransom. Even when I'm by myself, I roll with a crew of soldiers, sick and fluid though. Known to turn your body black and blue, I told you, why did you test me? I'm the one who put you on, see if it wasn't for me, you'd be like a mobile phone or wrong cheek. It ain't no me and us, it ain't no he and we. I thought we would be together like OJ and AC. You were that brother I pull a trigger for. You a freaking beard for. Now you just that off-brand nigga roll. You played yourself. No, I said you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, partner, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself. Wait a minute, you played yourself, cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them, and bad as the worst of them, but don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
Why did you test me, gangster? I told you don't ever tempt me. But now I gotta come at you for real now. You should've kept it real. But when you don't keep it real, situations sometimes get hectic in your life. But you should've understood. So why did you play yourself, player? I look at you all the time. When you don't think I see you, I see you. Our boys up north, baby. We got our own way of dealing with player haters.
Come on. Bring it in. Bring it in. Come on.
And I don't think you should ever did what you did. Sometimes I know you had nightmares waking up sweating and things.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back to the hottest show worldwide, the Streets Love You Back. We've been kicking it live with our man Rod J tonight, man, and it's been a great, great interview tonight. It's been a great segment tonight, and we're going to close out, so we're going to go to my man Rod J and ask him to weigh in on that You Played Yourself track. Hey, hey, Rod J, right at you, man.
What's going on, big homie, man? I really like that track, baby. I was feeling that, man. You know, that's a hot track right there, baby. You played yourself, man. Just the lyrics and everything, the content of the whole song was nice, man. Real talk, man. Y'all gotta remake that, man. Y'all made that in 98. Y'all gotta remake that, man. You know, real talk, baby.
We recorded that in 98, man, when I put out that album, You Played Yourself, you know. And, we dropping the Streets You Love You Back Volume 2 mixtape, and that's, You Played Yourself gonna make that as well, you know what I mean, on this mixtape. So, we out here, man, you know, we aim to keep making a difference in our community and everywhere we can make a difference at, you know. And that's what me and the wife is all about, and that's what our movement is all about, you know. So thank you, Rajay, for coming on tonight, man, and thank your whole team for all y'all do. And, hey, we're going to be looking forward to seeing you when you slide out this way, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Like I say, man, I really appreciate you from the bottom of my heart, big homie, man. But I got one shout-out, man.
Good.
I just had a meeting, man, with this guy named DeVille, a little hip-hop artist and friends, you know. I just got some tracks sent to me from New York, man. So this song they finna put together, man, I'm going to submit it to you, man, for the mixtape, man. You know, it's a Rick Ross song, man. You
good.
Know, yes, sir. You know, give a shout out to Get Rich and DeVille, man, my two little Latino artists that I got out here in Fresno, California, man. I'm going to submit this, submit the music to you, man, for the mixtape, man.
That sounds like a winner, my brother, you know. And the information is, I think I put it on your Facebook page, or you can go over to the Streets and Let Back Volume 2 page, you know, which I'll click you on for you to like it, you know, if you ain't already did. And, yeah, let's make this happen, man, and get these young brothers heard, you know?
Yes, without a doubt, man. I appreciate you, man. God bless you and your family, man.
Hey, we'll talk, man. You too, my man. And have a great evening. We look forward to seeing you soon, man. Rajay, ladies and gentlemen, and we appreciate him coming to the show.
All right. Thank you, baby. Super Bowl weekend, man. Me and the Clean Cut family be out there, man.
It's all love, then. Me and the wife will be looking forward to it, man. And give them that website one more time on Facebook to get at you, and that phone number again, Rajay.
Like I say, man, you can hit me on Facebook, man. I'm Rajay at Facebook, man. You can hit me on Instagram at Hot Rod CEO. Hit me on the web, on the email, man, at www.hotrodceo@gmail.com. And once again, 559-558-2619, man. Hit me on the cell phone, man. And I'm going to holler right back at you, man. Give me 24 hours, man. If it makes dollars, it makes sense, man. If it got something to do with these kids, man, hit me up, man.
That's what it's about, man, you know. So, hey, Rob, we appreciate you, man. You have a great evening, man. And get at me, man, you know. And let's continue this great work, my friend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Man, peace, man. Peace, man. Peace. Clean cut, baby.
You too, my brother. All day.
All right. All day.
Yo, this your man, T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, right back to the hottest radio show worldwide. And once again, me and my wife want to say thank everybody for tuning in, and thank everybody for their support. And don't forget, if you have not got involved with the organization, please go to the website, thestreetsandloveyouback.com. Get involved, and that's a lot going on. And you'll see all the update events we have coming up, and you'll see everything that we're doing, you know. And our next homeless feed is February the 1st, and all that information is on the website as well. And we thank everybody, man, for always rolling with us and always making a difference and blessing us to be a blessing to many. So once again, thank everybody for all they do, and God bless. Peace. We out.